Thanks for joining me for another episode of Accented the Podcast. In each episode, you will hear a fascinating story from one of our guests. And yes, it is real. This series is aimed at English learners who want to improve their listening comprehension by listening to a variety of accents. On today's episode, you will hear from Kaya, who is originally from Michigan in the United States of America. Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining me today. It's pretty crazy here in Sydney because we are in lockdown. Not a bad thing because that means that I have more time to spend at home looking at what I can do for Accented. So please, if you have any ideas of what you want to hear on the show, email me, speak to me on Facebook, Instagram, and tell me what you want. Do you want me to start publishing videos with the guests? I would really love to hear your thoughts. So please reach out to me. I'm locked in my house and hopefully things get better and I can leave soon. Last episode, I gave a shout out to some countries. A shout out means that I'm calling out something or I'm highlighting something. So yeah, I gave a shout out to some countries that are listening to Accented. And after I did that, I received an email from a guest telling me that they love the show and that they're learning lots from it. So thank you. I really appreciate the feedback. So I thought I'd give another shout out this week. And I've just had a look at the stats. And most of the downloads for my last episode are from India. So thank you, those listeners out in India. Please send me a message. Even maybe post a photo on Instagram of yourself listening to the podcast, or maybe just leave me a line as to how the podcast has been helping you. All right, so getting back to this episode, I'm interviewing Kaya, who has a really cool idea for a podcast. He brings up popular music, so popular songs in Western culture, and he explains what they mean. Now, I don't know if some of you know that I was actually a musician before I became a teacher. I guess I'm still a musician, but I'm not practicing like I used to. So when he reached out to me about his project and about his podcast, I just had to listen to it because I just think that's really cool to look at the lyrics. Now, the lyrics are the words in a song. And because songs are like poetry, it can be difficult to understand what it means. So I'm really impressed with this podcast. And if you want to advance with your English skills, I highly recommend you listen to it. So Kaya has an accent from the United States of America, and there are multiple accents there. And he's from Michigan, which is in the north of the United States, and it's on the border of Canada. So I'll jump into some language which was used during the interview. Kaya mentions that he was studying his master's degree. Now, a master's is studied at university, and you usually study a master's after you've studied a bachelor degree. And the bachelor degree is usually 3 or 4 years. And then if you want to do extra study in your field, you do another 1 or 2 years, which is then called your master's. And he said that he also had some preparatory classes. These classes don't come under your degree, and you can get a certificate for it, but it's not a complete qualification. So I asked him if he had studied being a teacher at university, and he had replied that he had done some preparatory classes. So that means that Kaya has skills to teach. However, he doesn't have the degree to go and teach in a high school setting. Now, it depends in the United States. Teaching is very different state to state. And sometimes all you need is a degree. And he did mention that he had taught at high schools in the United States. During the interview, I mentioned two bands that I think Kaya should have on his episode, which are The White Stripes. They're a very famous band from Michigan, where Kaya is from. And I did mention Kiss, which is another epic band from the USA. However, they're not from Detroit. I got mixed up because one of their most famous songs is Detroit Rock City. Okay, I think it's time to get on with the interview.
All right, this afternoon I have Kaya on the program. He is originally from Michigan in the United States of America, and he's currently living in Italy teaching English and has a very cool podcast for English learners where you listen to songs and you describe the meanings behind the songs. Welcome, Kaya.
Thank you. Thank you, Kim, for having me.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your story, how you've gone from Michigan to Italy. I guess you've got some places you've lived in between.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a journey in between. The last time I was in Michigan wasn't actually that long ago. It was just about 2.5 years ago. I went back after living in France. So I lived in France for a couple years. And then before that, I was in Canada. And during my studies in Michigan, I studied abroad in Spain and in Mexico. So those are the main places where I've lived: France and then Canada. And then I studied in Spain and Mexico. And now I live in Italy. So
fascinating that you have been and lived in so many places. Where did this desire come from?
That's a really good question. And gosh, maybe I'd have to reflect on that, where it really, really came from. I don't know. When I was in high school, even a little younger, I remember looking at the map or looking at a globe and just trying to imagine, wow, what would it be like to have grown up there? Or, you know, I look at it and I liked the countries and the capitals. I liked knowing the geography, but I just always wondered, what is it really like in this place? It just, you know, it's just like a colored square on my map right now, but what is it really, really like? And I think I've maybe had it in me for a while to want to travel, but I guess what really pushed me the first time out, if you expand beyond Canada, because Michigan is actually on the border with Canada. People don't often think about that, but I grew up in Detroit and all we had to do was cross a river and we were in Detroit or in Canada, in Windsor. So, I think I had it in me for a while, and I just, in university, I studied abroad for the first time, and that kind of broke the seal. After that, I was kind of hooked.
Did you study to become a teacher?
I took a few preparatory classes when I was at the university, because while I was working on my master's degree, I was also teaching Spanish there at the university, sort of beginner to intermediate Spanish classes. And other than that, I haven't had a formal preparation to become a teacher, as in a degree in education. But I did teach in high school. So I taught Spanish for 4 years total at the high school level in the United States. And then while I've been traveling, almost always English. And not in schools, though. Most of the time in sort of language centers, you have more adult students rather than younger ones there.
And what took you to Italy?
My wife. My wife, who I met in Spain, actually. We were walking the Camino de Santiago, and that's where we met. And then I went back to Michigan for a year and we had a kind of long distance relationship. We were getting to know each other. But after a year of that, we both decided we wanted to be together, and I moved to Italy and we got married, and that's how that happened.
So you're in her hometown, is that right?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, she also has a interesting childhood. She was kind of in between two places, but she principally grew up here. But both of her parents are from Sicily.
Getting back to your podcast about explaining songs, so when are we going to hear some songs from the White Stripes or Kiss? I'm just trying to think of some bands from Detroit.
I think that there's a big problem that I have, and that's that the world of music is gigantic, and I have particularly, I think, very wide tastes in music. And so there are just so many artists and so many songs that I could choose, but I don't have the time. I don't have the time to do everything that I'd like to do. I keep getting inspired, and but I can only do one song at a time. Someday, I think the White Stripes would be great. Kiss, I don't know so well, but the White Stripes, yeah.
You're kidding me. Come on. That's like, that should be like, Kiss? Like, that is, and you're from Detroit. That must
be.
Like,
I'll be honest with you. You might hate me for this, but I didn't even know that they were from Detroit. I didn't even know.
Oh my God. I hope I'm right. They've got the song Detroit Rock City.
The White Stripes, I knew for sure. Eminem, I know. Kid Rock, yeah.
I wasn't thinking Kid Rock.
Trying to name people that I know for sure that were from Detroit and sort of wear it as a proud of it.
Let me see. I'm pretty sure, because I could be wrong. I'm even trying to think of.
But I haven't heard that one before, but it's possible. You know, I'm daily surprised.
Yeah. I just know they have Detroit Rock City, so I assumed singing about Detroit would make them from there.
Could be.
Part of the band, are they? I could be wrong. Yeah. Well, Kiss is from New York, but I was thinking of their big song, Detroit Rock City. Mm-hmm. That's why I assumed, but I knew that Jack White, the White Stripes, was from Detroit.
He absolutely is. Yep. That one I'm positive about.
How do you get around with, you don't play the song, do you, on your podcast? You only talk about it.
No, I don't play the song. I just talk about the lyrics pretty much. That's it. Yeah, because of what you mentioned, I think well, what you were going to mention was copyright.
Yeah.
Issues. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, to be 100% honest with you, I'm not sure that it's technically okay for me to even say the lyrics on my show either. So far, I haven't had any issues with it, because I think when you're just talking about the lyrics, I'm not so sure people care so much. At least not yet.
I think it's okay to talk about them. I don't think that that's the issue. If you're playing the music, I guess that's a different thing.
Yeah, I haven't played any music because of that exact reason. But It's fun just to talk about them. I think it's pretty easy nowadays for people to go and listen to the official music on YouTube or Spotify or somewhere else. I mean, it's free to listen to there. So I always just tell people, listen to the real song first and then come and listen to the explanation and then go and listen to the real song again. So it's actually a pretty good deal for the artist and the company, because I would be sending any listener to go and listen to their song twice.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And do you talk about the cultural implications for the music at the time as well, like something like Pink Floyd or, you know, Sex Pistols?
I try to get into that a little bit, depending on the song. Not so much on the artist in general, but a little bit of background about the song. So I do some research on it, always to try and get an idea of, you know, when the song was written, what was going on, why was it written, and then any references within the lyrics. And I try and explain the song in a proper context. And then, of course, explain the lyrics, so the English and the grammar and, you know, for words and vocabulary in the song. And then at the end, I give an explanation of what it all means, kind of taking it all and putting it together as an interpretation. And sometimes most of the time I give my own feel for the song and my own interpretation, but also, I also like to talk about what the writer says, if they've ever, talked about their own song before.
That's so great. I love the whole concept that you've created.
Thank you. Thank you. I like it too. I think I would love to have this in Italian or French or Spanish or any other language. So if anybody out there wants to do Spiegato in Italiano, go for it.
That's cool.
That's like explained in Italian. Go for it. I would love it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. And I'm pretty sure you're up early. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's pretty early. Well, it's 8:30 now, so it's not too early. It's regular get up time.
Yeah. I'll make sure to put your links in the show notes because this is just another great tool for English learners to use, because it's so easy to access the lyrics and to be able to see it written down, and to even I love music, and I think listening to music and singing, it just helps with your pronunciation, your listening comprehension. There's so many great things to do with music. So yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
You too, Kim.
All right, bye-bye.
Ciao.
Bye.
I want to mention the Camino de Santiago. And Kaya mentions that he met his wife on the Camino de Santiago. The Camino, which is sometimes what it's called in English, is a walk across Spain, and it can start from different places. There's quite a few walks you can take. It can start in Portugal, it can start in Spain, it can start in France. And basically you're walking to a cathedral, which is part of, it used to be a Christian walk that people would take. And it's become quite popular now that it's not just religious. You don't have to be a Christian to make the walk. And it is a very, very popular thing to do, where people could, as I said, walk from different countries to this cathedral in Santiago. And Kaya said that's where he met his wife, on this walk. Kaya also mentioned that he was in a long-distance relationship with his wife before they became married. And long-distance means that you are with somebody but you live in different parts of the world, or you live in different cities, or you could even be a 2-hour drive away. It means that you don't live close by to your partner. And I too was also in a long distance relationship with my husband before we got married. Last word I want to mention is copyright. So I asked Kaya if he plays any of the music in his podcast, and if he's allowed to do that. And he mentions the word, no, I don't, because of copyright. So copyright means that you own something. If you've copyrighted it, you are the owner, and you make the decisions whether whatever you've made can be used by somebody else. And a song is copyrighted. So if I wanted to use any music in my podcast, I would have to ask the writer of that music to let them feature it in the podcast. And I do have music at the start of my podcast, but that is music that I've created. I do play a song in my Colombian accent episode. However, the owner of that song gave me permission to put that in the podcast. So if you want to use a song on your social media account, or you want to make a video with some music, you need to ask for permission to use it. Thanks for listening to another episode of Accented. I'm your host, Kimberly Law. Accented is released on the 15th and 30th of each month. If you'd like to find out more about me, please head to kimslawofenglish.com. I'd love to hear your thoughts, so don't forget to leave a review of the podcast or even a star rating. Speak to you soon.